Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Amy Van Moorlin here in Columbia. She's the incoming president of the local SEPTA, or Special Education PTA, a pediatric endocrinologist and the mom of daughter Sagan and son Damien. Damien is an almost seventh grader who has Fragile X syndrome, a condition that can lead to intellectual disabilities and autism, and is the leading inherited cause of intellectual disability. Amy spoke about some of the ways Damien and the rest of the family are adjusting to the world of COVID-19.
It was very difficult in the beginning because Damien relies on his schedule and his structured environment. So he really enjoys school. He's developed these relationships with his teachers. Some of his teachers are the most, they're some of the most important people in his life. When a child finds a person who is kind and patient and helps them navigate this confusing, complex world, they become very attached. So he was aware, that something was different. School was ending. They didn't really have the last days of school. And he would ask us every day why he wasn't going to school. So we would try to, explain the virus to him on a level that he could understand. One of the other hardships is we try to keep him busy. He's got a lot of energy, and he was in adapted soccer, adapted track, adapted swimming, and all those stopped too. So, his world was turned upside down, and it's hard to know how much he truly understood about it. He knows he doesn't go out much because it is hard for him to wear a mask, so we really haven't taken him anywhere. So he's been at home, and I worry because what can happen, especially with Fragile X syndrome, we take him up to a specialist up in Chicago. So I pick her brain about, all the developmental milestones and what's going to happen as a teenager. And if we don't get him out and about and social, he's going to become more reclusive over time. And it's going to be harder to get him out to do those things because it's very hard for him to adapt. So even now, trying to get him to go for a car ride, he's worried. He's like, I can't go out. The virus is out there. Knowing that school is coming up and that mask is going to be very difficult, I've been trying to get him to wear a mask. We just started a couple weeks ago, about 1 minute a day. And even wearing that mask for 1 minute a day is very hard for him. And I think it's really important for people to know that, it's not that the kids don't want to wear the mask. They might have a sensory disorder, the tactile stimulation may be overwhelming to them. And I think that's the most important thing is, it's not that they don't want to, it's more of a matter that the mask is potentially causing increasing physical discomfort, because something that might be soft and a little restrictive for one person could be very rough and over-restrictive for another. He knows, we've kept him in, like I said, and he knows if he goes outside, he's got to stay 6 feet away from people. But the other side of that is if he sees people that aren't 6 feet apart, such as other children in the neighborhood, he'll sometimes tell them and get upset with them because they're not 6 feet apart. So you can imagine how that goes with other children.
That was Amy Van Moorlin speaking about how her son Damien, who has Fragile X syndrome, is adjusting to the world of COVID-19. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.